This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes, variety. The Sarah and Vinny morning show. Friday.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Thanks, Maria. Outside Lands tickets. Right now is your chance to go to Outside Lands all 3 days. All you have to do is text us the code word dancing. D-A-N-C-I-N-G. Text dancing to the contest line 20357. Text dancing to 20357. You'll be in the running for a pair of 3-day festival passes to Outside Lands. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat. So many incredible bands on many, many stages. You'll be walking all over. You're going to close your rings on the days you go to Outside Lands.
It's a great event.
August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park. This hour's code word is dancing. More tickets at noon, and Jane's got you 3 times, 405, 505, and 605. Keep it here on Alice
all day. If you're a music fan, Outside Lands is a great event. Mm-hmm. I've absolutely just gone, let's go see that band, and then gone, I love these guys.
Yeah.
This is great. And so
what's
you
the band?
End up.
You wound up, it's like a Phoenix thing or something, like some little.
Well, that was a Live 105 thing. I actually got, this is like radio stuff, but they were doing a contest on Live 105 where you could win a picnic show with Phoenix.
At Outside Lands?
At Outside Lands. So there was a point where I'm backstage. This was when Christina was pregnant, so I brought one of her friends.
Oh.
So I bring Leslie and we go to the show and there we are on a blanket, and on another blanket 2 feet away is the band Phoenix playing their hit songs for like 10 of us.
Oh.
And we're all on blankets watching these guys do. And Phoenix is, if you've never heard of them, they're great. Really great.
Were you already a fan? Or
already
was it,
a fan. That's one of the ones where I was like, I'm going to that. I would love to be backstage watching them do stuff.
Were you did they look at you guys? Were you a little bit uncomfortable?
Absolutely. We were right there.
Right.
2 feet apart.
So, Maddie, you would have died at that show.
I would have completely.
Yeah, you can't stand when
and I do love Phoenix, but
looking at you at the same time.
No, I liked it. I liked it. It was a really neat experience. I remember it like vividly. I love it.
Well, it's like we were talking about Pink the other day. Like you don't get that many chances in life to be next to someone who is just blasting out
right
it 2 feet from you and looking deeply into your eyes at all times.
Very talented boys.
It's a very intimate moment.
Those Phoenix boys.
Yeah. Just a quick note to Selena Gomez and really to everyone. Before you post a picture on Instagram, make sure that only things you want people to know you have are in the picture.
Like
KY jelly, say. Let's just say, for instance.
You know what? So she uses diaphragms, which I thought they were out. I didn't know that people still use those. But
is that the only thing you use KY for?
I think so. So that's, remember I told you that I was in my mom's bathroom and I found this, what was a clamshell type thing. I opened it and there was what appeared to be a balloon type
thing. Like a half
thing.
Balloon, a rubber.
It was rubber and it was a
like
circular
a
thing and it had, you know what the part of the balloon you blow up where there's that little, like there's the little.
A rolled edge?
The rolled edge.
Mm-hmm.
This little thing I found in my mom's bathroom had the rolled edge and it was about, how big is that?
I would say that's a 3-inch diameter.
Okay.
That actually looks large to me. Maybe because you were a child, it looks bigger.
And I didn't know what that was, but I did pull it out of the clamshell and put it over my face and try to blow it.
Oh.
And it did have a tube of toothpaste-like stuff with it, but I didn't understand. I didn't understand.
Or spermicide.
Sure. Could have been some spermicide. Absolutely.
Either way, it turns out later.
Spermicide. Let's kill those little boys.
I found out that I just faced my mom's diaphragm, yeah. Which is really.
How did you find that out?
My mom.
Oh, your mom was like, that's my diaphragm. I put that over my cervix, which you have visited
one
other time.
I don't know.
You've been there before, my friend.
The point being that some people do still use diaphragms, it sounds like. Good yeah. for her.
You're right. Let's just go with that. That's what KY is for. Now, I am a person who will look in the background of photos. Like if you send me something, like, here's a picture of my kid, of whatever, I will look at the other stuff in the photo. Like I'm actually, and you have surprised me by saying, what are you doing looking at that stuff for? I'm like, well, you sent me a picture. I'm looking at all the things.
Yeah, that's
in the
not what the, that's not a picture of that.
So this picture is of Selena Gomez and she's laying on a very comfy looking couch. It almost looks like it has a mattress on it, like a daybed style thing. And she has a Sharpie in her hand. And her feet are tucked under a little blankie. And on the floor are 5,000 promotional pictures of her and Benny Blanco. It's the cover of their record. And there she's signing
so
them.
So those are just the cardboard promotional.
Sure, like photos, you know, a signed photo for
that's
a
big
fan.
That's not an LP fam. Is what I'm getting at.
No, it's just the piece of paper. Right.
Okay.
It looks like it to me. And then you can see that she has a stack of them on her chest. And then behind her, there's I can see 3 candles on a window.
I do not
by a plant. I can see, I don't know. I was looking at this thing in the front. There, it looks like some kind of a weird spray bottle down in the lower right hand corner. It's a cylinder, and then it has it has like
that's a fan.
Oh, that's a fan.
Yeah,
I have that fan.
Oh.
That is a fan that's also a...
Yeah, that's so mysterious to me.
What do they call that? HEPA filter?
Oh, a filter thing, yeah.
I
see.
That's a Dyson. If you shop at Costco, you know
these
fans.
You've seen this, okay.
I have 4 of them at my house.
Oh, and they're effective.
Not as effective as air conditioning, but yes.
I see.
In fact, cool you off.
So she's got one of those at her house. And then there's a, I don't know, picture of maybe, it's maybe a duck. I'm kind of far from the picture, like hanging on the wall behind her. And then I see a bunch of random tubes of stuff and little jars of things. But somebody on the internet, actually many somebodies, found a way to zoom in on that, and I don't know if they were familiar with what KY jelly comes in, but they found the KY jelly.
Well, it sounds like the diaphragm is still living its best life.
Yeah, I don't see the clamshell up in there, but she's got herself some. Oh, do we have a tight shot on this?
This is Selena
Gomez.
Caught with KY.
She's caught with KY. Oh my God. I can't believe it.
She might be doing it with her live-in boyfriend, fiancé.
Impossible. That
future
very
husband.
Handsome Benny Blanco. God, he's good looking.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah. Oh no, totally. It's great.
Happy for him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So it's just a reminder. I've seen, there have been some pretty funny, like, things that are in the background fails.
Yeah.
You know, where there's one of my favorites was the girl who is pretending to be asleep. And when Bay takes your picture first thing in the morning and you're still sleeping and you find it on your phone. And then you can see in the mirror that's behind her that she's actually got her eyes closed and she's holding her phone up as she's laying down on the bed. And you can kind of see the top of the phone and then her hand is right
there. She did it herself.
She did it herself. That's one of my faves.
You are really... booing yourself after that gets called. Yeah. Like that, you get called out for that. I can see your hand.
When Bae's watching you sleep, is Bae your hand?
I remember the trend used to be, you know, before you could flip your phone, people would go to the bathroom and take a selfie in the mirror. And like all the time, people get caught with stuff doing that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there is that's another one that I remember pretty well. This one lady had taken a picture of herself, you know, making duck lips in a bathroom, and just out of the shot is like half the toilet. And there's
a cock in the wall.
It was like, I don't know, just close it. I mean, even if you don't flush it, at least close it. Like it was hideous. I thought this is just a friendly Friday reminder when you're drunk later taking selfies. Or someone's taking pictures of you, just give a quick look. Oh, wasn't there somebody naked in the back of like a Giants player's photo one time? Or was that a joke? There was a guy like in a gimp outfit or something?
Yes, I think that was Brian Johnson, the former great reliever for those glory days of the Giants. Yes, absolutely. He says he used shoe polish. Mm. I don't believe that. But he had a gimp in the background, and it was part of the joke.
Okay.
It was a joke.
Well, if you have a gimp at your house, just make sure that he hasn't wandered into the photo if you don't want people to know about it.
Get the gimp.
Just take a minute. Because I think that people do it. If I'm looking at a photo and it grabs my attention, I'll sit and look at what else is in the... Like, oh, what's that right there?
Leaving your bathroom in the toilet like that, though, is what 4-year-olds do. So I don't know what that lady's doing, but that is
She was busy. She couldn't wait to be done with that so she could get back to making duck lips in the mirror.
Maybe she was conserving water.
You don't that with poop.
Nope. If it's brown, flush it down. Right. Everybody knows how the rhyme goes.
You know the rules.
If it's yellow, you can let it mellow. I'm always happy when we have a good amount of water because I don't have to let anything mellow.
Right.
That does tend to
smell after a while.
Yep.
And stain.
Yes. Yes. You wouldn't think that porcelain would stain.
Does.
Boy, just leave things there long enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, note to Selena Gomez.
Also, try an IUD. They work. And they're actually, you know, then you don't have to.
Yeah.
They're not messy.
It's funny that you think that's the only thing you use KY for.
Well, what are you saying?
There's a lot of uses for lubricants.
Mm. Oh, no, I have lube. Mm. I'm a lube guy, actually.
Sure, right.
But I don't use the tube of KY.
Well, hers is, I can't even tell which one of the things it is. It looks like it's a squeeze bottle. And it's large, if it's the one I'm looking at.
I'm a platinum wet guy.
Oh.
Look it up.
Hooman was a slickwood guy.
I don't know that guy.
I use some kind of KY, KY something.
You do?
Yeah. It's just like a water-based, I think it's a KY thing.
KY?
Yeah.
Really?
Is it good for the hot tub?
I don't want to talk about the hot tub anymore. John keeps us in lube. So when we need to replace it, he's the one who gets it. So I get whatever he...
Brian Wilson, not Brian Johnson, the texter is writing.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought he was a Beach Boy.
Yeah, it's Brian Wilson.
I thought it was
Brian
Johnson, the singer for AC/DC. I thought I went along with it. I'm like, oh, I didn't remember his name was Brian Johnson.
It was Brian Wilson and Pat Burrell as the gimp. Brian Wilson, Vinny, love you guys. Okay, we got it. Well, thank you.
Haley Texter. Joel Osment. We talked about him right around this time yesterday. He was the kid in The Sixth Sense. He's great in that movie. Just great. He was so scared. It's very scary. He has gone on to... I see him and stuff. I feel like I see him fairly regularly, like he's a working dude. He did just lose everything in the fires down in LA. And he was at Mammoth. He's hanging and partying with friends. And we initially heard that there was someone who was drunk and disorderly and they escorted him out of there and the cops came and got him and arrested him and maybe found some kind of substance, some controlled substance on him. But we heard it. Okay. Just a thing. Well, what we didn't hear was the things he shouted at the police, so ugly, like Jewish epithets and also effing Nazis and just, I mean.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. And the cocaine we decided that it was yesterday was also there. It was wrapped up in a $20 bill. Handy. So I wow. see an update here too. So hold on. Haley Joel Osment was in the back of a police car on his way to jail when he called his arresting officer a Nazi and a Jewish slur, according to police body cam footage. So this is not just, they're not just alleging this.
A Nazi and a Jew.
Yes, both. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's quite
he dropped a they're beat. Saying he was ranting and raving and saying terrible, terrible things. Ski Patrol says Haley Joel Osment could not handle his liquor. You also see him tell law enforcement good luck as they take him in for booking. They didn't need that. They were perfectly fine. The update from yesterday, and this is on TMZ, and it's from 6:42 yesterday PM. Mm-hmm. So if you want, maybe take another look. But basically, he's horrified.
Off to rehab. Is he?
I don't see that here. But his quote to TMZ is, "I'm absolutely horrified by my behavior. Had I known I used this disgraceful language in the throes of a blackout, I would have spoken up sooner. The past few months of loss and displacement have broken me down to a very low emotional place." This is him losing all his stuff, his whole house and all his belongings. But that's no excuse for me using this disgusting word. From the bottom of my heart, I apologize to absolutely everyone that this hurts. What came out of my mouth was nonsensical garbage. I've let the Jewish community down. And it devastates me. I don't ask for anyone's forgiveness, but I promise to atone for my terrible mistake. That's a good start.
That is a very good start.
Yep.
Rehab's probably a good idea too, yep. Holmes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, if you're in a full-blown blackout and going total racist...
Yes.
You're not having fun.
No.
Fun left a while ago.
Long time
right.
ago.
Let's see here. Oh, great. An ad. I love ads. I'm going to have to skip that, I guess. The Fantastic Four. First Steps.
So Pedro Pascal's the only actor left in Hollywood. Is that where we're at here?
Because it turns out him and Eddie from Stranger Things are getting literally all the roles.
I saw a photo just yesterday and went, is that Pedro? And I had to zoom in on it and went, is this the only guy left that can do acting jobs?
It would appear that it is. He's the only guy left.
He's the Mandalorian and he's a Fantastic Four and he's the Last of Us. And
right.
What is this? He sells me Corona, and I don't even drink.
But you better go get some, because
well,
he said
saying,
so.
I mean, that
no,
is,
he said he's getting
the
all the work.
Very busy.
So the Fantastic Four, look, I don't, these are like, Marvel comic universe people. I don't know from the Fantastic Four. They're four astronauts that get shot into space. Something happens up there.
Oh, is that what they are?
And they apparently, and then they all come back. With superpowers.
I didn't see... They did these guys once before.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was... Who's the smoking hot chick behind Honest Company?
Oh, Jessica Alba.
Is she one of the original Fantastic Four?
That does sound right.
She was.
She
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
And then it's the guy from The Shield, right?
Chiklis? Michael Chiklis.
I think
he's that guy who's all stony-faced?
Yeah.
The Thing, I think he's okay. called. Anyway,
I don't know.
It
what
sounds like I've
are.
Seen it, but I haven't even seen that.
So
I don't know what their story is.
There, I don't either. I did watch the trailer this morning because Julia Garner is playing what appears to be the bad guy in this.
Silver Surfer.
That's Ruthie from Ozark.
Oh, yes. I like Ruthie.
And, me too. And so, however, here's the thing. She's completely silver. She's the Silver Surfer. She's on a surfboard and she can shoot up into, apparently, surfboards work in space.
It's a great character.
Was she able to shake that accent?
Oh, from Ozark?
Yeah. I think
she's an actress.
Right.
She's kind of good at
she
stuff like
knows
that.
How to talk in many ways.
Is that hillbilly? I'm sorry.
Oh.
The Southern accent. It's the Ozarks, right?
It is the Ozarks. Yeah.
I mean,
mm.
That's what made her great.
She was absolutely amazing. You know, she was supposed to do like a Madonna biopic. It was the last
She'd
one of the
really
last
good
things.
At that. Yeah, hold on.
She has a specific look in Ozark that apparently she does not have to have in every, I guess. She doesn't always have to look like Ruthie from Ozark.
Yeah, she is going to play Madonna in the biopic.
Oh, is that... So that's actually... still. I hadn't heard anything about that in like a year. But that was the thing I thought she was doing next. And now I see her as the Silver Surfer. So
I loved that aggro thing she did in Ozark, though. Mm. Like the way she was someone to be reckoned with.
That is a beautiful way of putting it. She was actually probably the best character on that show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, You know the lawyer who got popped in that show?
Yeah.
She is also, she just got cast, I think, as Professor McGonagall in this, in the new, the upcoming series, the Harry Potter series that they're doing. They're getting, I think John Lithgow was going to be Dumbledore.
Okay.
There was, and she was, I just recently saw Helen, was that her name in the show? She played the, she,
Helen. I believe, yeah.
Do you, can you find her, her name? I think she's McGonagall, which I thought, oh, that was interesting. And she doesn't always look all stony faced. Because, man, she had a tough look to her.
No, that's, she sold that. That's why I see her as that.
Janet McTeer.
I realize she's not from the South, but my point was that character is who she is to me. Period.
Ruthie.
Ruthie, yes. That's who she is.
So Ruthie is making her debut now in this trailer for Fantastic Four First Steps. That's the name of this thing.
Okay.
And it sounds like there's a love story in this too. And then of course there's Eddie Joseph Quinn, I think his real name is Eddie from Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that too. And there was a bunch of Avengers stuff too. Let's see. Cause they were talking about how it's been, how many years has it been since the last Avengers movie, the one, the Endgame one.
10. You
know, okay. Anybody else want to make a guess?
6.
It is. It's 6.
Mm.
Yeah. Endgame was is one of the biggest movies of all time. And don't worry, it isn't over yet. Endgame is just a title they threw on there. A couple weeks ago, they did a 5.5-hour live stream where Marvel Studios was unveiling its cast for Avengers Doomsday, which is the new one that's going to come out. And it was a really long, slow camera shot down all these, you know, the director's chair where it's got the, or the star's chair, you know, that's got the name of the character on each one. And so they're going down the row of the chairs and all of a sudden they come to a blank spot and then the camera moves down slowly and it's Ant-Man's chair. And then they go back up and then they continue on with it. It was 5.5 hours long and something like 45 million people sat and watched it or at least had it going. That's who cares about the Marvel comic universe. So they unveiled their cast for Avengers Doomsday and it's they're calling it a mix of mainstays from the Marvel comic universe and actors from the now defunct X-Men universe and upcoming stars of Fantastic Four First Steps. So let's see here. Chris Hemsworth, Thor, will be in it. Tom Hiddleston, Loki. Anthony Mackie, Captain America. Paul Rudd, Ant-Man. Letitia Wright, Black Panther. Shang-Chi, The Falcon. Goes on. It really does go on and on and on and on. The one thing I saw was that it looks like Iron Man is coming back. Robert Downey Jr., not Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., who played him, he's going to be back, but he's going to be a villain.
He's Dr. Doom.
Oh, Dr. Doom.
The
Doomsday, that makes sense.
From the casting rumors of the Fantastic Four, Anya Taylor-Joy was originally being supposed to be cast as the gender-swapped Silver Surfer.
Oh.
I don't know why that fell apart, but now it's Ruthie.
So let's see here. The X-Men in it are Professor X, Magneto. So it's Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, James Marsden plays Cyclops, Rebecca Romijn, Mystique, Kelsey Grammer's Beast. Okay. Alan Cumming, Nightcrawler. Gambit, that's Channing Tatum's character.
Yay.
No Deadpool, no Wolverine, and we are out of time. The end. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, fudge. I was looking
at
pictures.
Good. That was good, though. You guys gave the signal.
Food that has wild swings between being delicious and yuck after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Listen.
Friday, you mother.
Oh, thanks so much, Maria. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For over 60 years, Fremont Bank has been proud to support Tri-Valley nonprofits and the people who make our community thrive. Explore FremontBank.com today. Here's what's happening right now. Clouds and sun breaks later.
All right.
Happy Good Friday.
Thank you.
Also, Easter weekend, Doobie Weed weekend, which we'll get to in a second.
Mm.
And the Warriors play on Sunday in Houston, 6:30.
Go Warriors.
All right. So we'll begin with, would you go to space if you could afford it? If you could afford to have gone on that rocket ride with Katy Perry.
Quite a rocket.
With Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Lauren Sanchez. They went to space this week. They got ridiculed for it. But would you, if you had the money, would you go? I bet you no money was exchanged for that. None. First of all.
Definitely. No.
Not
money.
A penny.
I don't. Are they doing this on the regular, this Blue Origin?
Well,
this is just a big one because, you know, there were famous people on it.
I don't know. I don't think so. But I wouldn't know. I know that they've done two flights, whatever you want to call it, trips with famous people. Mm-hmm. The
Those
Shatner
are the ones
one,
we hear about. Right.
And then this one. Yeah. Are they doing them regularly? I can't say.
See if there's a place we can get signed up for this.
So the cost of Blue Origin flight is not publicly disclosed yet, but fully refundable deposit, just the deposit, if you do ever want to go up there, is $150,000.
Ooh. So that's a hard no for most of us.
Most Americans in a new poll said no, whether they had the money or not.
Yeah. Well,
wouldn't
if I was
go
a
to
billionaire,
space,
I might.
Even if money was no object, no thanks. Only about a third of us would do it.
I would want to. I want to. I will say that. But $150,000 deposit, like, this is going to be a very small segment of the population that's ever going to be able to do this.
There are people, though, and probably a lot of people here in the Bay Area who could
absolutely
scratch that check out.
Chris Kelly, he's there.
Without thinking about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
That's
you
want to
go too? I'll pay for you.
Yeah, that's in the budget. Yeah. No problem. Tech.
Yep.
That's where all the money is.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see what kind of names end up on the next flight, if it will be tech superstars or not.
Or if any. Like, I actually wonder if the whole point of this, if this is a space tourism thing where you get to go up there, like, every now and then to advertise, a Katy Perry or Shatner will go up. But for the most part, we might not even hear about them.
Do you get the title astronaut if you take a flight on Blue Origin?
What? I actually feel you don't.
Well, I mean, okay, think about it.
I've thought about it.
I've been to space.
That's not the same thing. Like, an astronaut is a skilled, trained professional who, if something went wrong, might have a chance at fixing it. Or even just, like, know to call Houston, you know? Houston, we have a problem, can get the party started with the fixing of the problem. But yeah, just sitting on a bus doesn't make you a bus driver. I'm sorry. You know, you're not an astronaut.
All right.
Even if you went through like some training.
Take it easy. Point very well made. Got it. Point taken. Now, this next story I would not do, but we have right here among us. Not this studio, in Studio 10. Is it 10?
I believe that you guys are in Studio 10.
Yes, we're in 10.
Right?
We are in 10.
We have a former resident of the good Virginia.
Oh, yeah, the western one.
Yeah.
East Virginia, but West Virginia.
And so I'm going to...
How is that the good Virginia?
Because it is the best Virginia.
It's the best of the two Virginias.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Didn't
I
just
actually,
say that? He just said that.
I didn't know that there was a contest. Between the two.
Well, there is no contest.
Right.
There is
West
Virginia and other Virginia.
And other Virginia.
Okay.
Did you realize that Virginia's state flag has a bare breast on it? Virginia has some lady's can showing.
Oh, a can. Well.
One of the two cans, I should say.
Well, if you don't show them both, it's okay in one of the Virginias.
Parents in Texas just realized... The state flag in Virginia has nudity on it.
Yes, it does.
It sure does. But she is a warrior princess. I like this.
She's stepping on a man.
It looks like she has just dethroned a king. That appears to be a crown sitting on the floor next to him.
Sixth Emperor Tyrannus. That's a tyrant.
Oh, and he's looking up her skirt, too. Like, she clearly, her outfit suffered.
Come on.
Her outfit suffered in the battle.
Did you know that flag is just across the border from you?
You know, I know the flag. I don't think I've ever noticed that the breast was out there.
Hard to not know. It's like an eye looking at you.
Should that, Sarah, should the Virginia flag be censored for the children?
Nope.
What?
Just a boob.
Virginia flag has been banned in Texas over
the
exposed
breast.
The shock.
The bare breast of Virginia's flag, a picture of which was included in a lesson, violated the district's recently adopted ban on visual depictions or illustrations of frontal nudity in elementary school library materials. Mm. Get it out.
Even the man's boobs are covered.
So this is, everybody's okay with this? Is
fine. I'm fine with, I just don't, I don't know.
Take it out.
Just cover it up. Just cover it up.
Just put her top back on and
just
then it's
fine,
right?
Just cover it up and it's fine. Just like one Sharpie over
Can she do the Wendy O move and just put some electrical tape over opposing area?
Yes.
Area.
And then hold it in place with a safety pin? That sounds perfect.
Okay. Mm. Panama City Beach police say, we're done with spring break. You've had your last party here.
Oh, in Panama City, Florida?
Panama City, Florida, the beach town that has been known for wild spring break parties, has finally had it up to here. Panama City Beach will no longer be courting all of you crazy, drunken partiers. The Northwest City, Florida is declaring its time as a hotspot for spring breakers has ended. You can no longer come here.
We will
no longer support. They're trying to stop this, as in,
we're putting our foot down.
Every
Get
year,
out of here.
We try to manage this, and every year is a new challenge.
Well, Florida in general, I mean, I'm...
Leave it to drunken idiots, though, to
ruin
put
everything.
Up a plan, and they just go, well, just push the fence down. Yeah, look, it just went right
All right, let's go, guys. In we go.
Everybody.
It's spring break time.
Let's go.
Girls, it's time to go wild.
Right. Every year we try to manage it. Every year we get new challenges. We're done. We're no longer taking the risk of the safety of our city to hold on to something that no longer works for us.
I'm sure the people who live there year-round are like, we leave every year when that happens.
And you know, I'm sure those people, there's a tear too, because they think to themselves, the drunken partiers could destroy our house while we're gone, but better be gone than be here for it,
right.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's the tear.
Maybe you feel like you'd stay because you could at least be calling the cops if they're not busy picking up other drunk people.
So awful. I mean, that's just one of those things, especially in beach towns, because it is, in fact, open space.
They can't
for
stop
the public
you, right.
to use. It's like
they're just not going to hold any events.
The
and
fireworks
not gonna...
on the beach in 4th of July become a thing of management where people are like, that's not legal.
Yeah.
Except everyone's going to come down and do it. What do we do?
Right. So are they going to put up signs that are like, spring breakers, you're not welcome. And then people will just like kick those over and head to the beach?
I think they will put in place new laws is what I think. I think that Airbnb laws often have to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can only do this for 2 weeks stays or something. Like, you know what I mean? They have ways of saying, yeah, you can Airbnb as long as it's for a minimum of 7 days.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden the people on the 2 day trip are like,
well, we can't pay for the whole thing. Maybe they can make it an age limit at hotels too. Like, sorry, you can't have people who are under 30 in your hotel. Only the old 30-year-olds can go.
They're talking about how there are people who come here to bring trouble. They bring guns, bad intentions, and no respect for the city. They party and get crazy, and then they go home where they don't behave like this, and we're stuck in the aftermath.
That does not sound fun to me in any way.
You know, you did cash all their checks, though, for all those years. So now you've got to fight
now
on your hands.
Now they love it there. Yep. It's so great there.
That is
funny
one of those
things.
Funny
how the beach sounds, though. You know. There's other ones going, not us. Nope. Keep it there in Panama City.
Right.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Foods that have the widest swings between being good and bad.
Okay.
The example they give is watermelon.
Oh.
It can be amazing or it can be flavorless.
We had, and it can have that mealy, spongy thing going on. Ugh.
Peaches make the list for that reason as well.
Yeah.
Delicious and wonderful. So or wool.
No thanks.
Get that out of my mouth. Yuck. Yeah.
Those are pretty wide swings. You're right. How about avocados?
Salmon.
Oh, salmon.
Is on the list.
Sometimes salmon is just delightful, and other times it couldn't be fishier.
It can be my favorite food or nauseate me through the smell alone.
Mm.
Well, if it smells that bad, I mean, it might not be good.
Mm.
That strong fish smell is a sign of trouble.
Sometimes you'd be in a restaurant and you smell someone else get the fish and you go, well, I'm not getting that.
Right.
That smells terrible. I want a plate set down in front of me where I go, ah, that smells so good.
There are times when I'll be walking down to the ocean to jump in and I will get a whiff of something on the wind and I'll be like, oh no. And you look around enough and, oh, there's the sea lion with its head bit off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I didn't go there. I just thinking like one dead fish, but you know, sure. Sea lion with its head bitten off. That sounds terrible.
Have you really seen that?
Yes, many times.
So they just bite off this. So it's like a killer whale just said, let's have some fun, bite that guy's head off and just let him drift in.
Most likely the food for a great white shark. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why they didn't finish that meal.
They were full.
Hunting for fun, maybe.
I only like the head.
Maybe they just like the head, but yes, I've seen that many times.
It's like eating popcorn.
And the smell, and it's one of those things where I'm like, I hope I have my bracelet on. You know the one.
Yeah.
The anti-shark anklet that I wear. Yikes. Dunkin' coffee. You can get a great cup or literal garbage.
Oh.
Maybe even on the same day. Mm. What do you have to say about that? You're a Dunky girl.
I really moved away from home before Dunkin' was a... For me, because I was a kid, like I wasn't drinking coffee regularly. Mm. But people do seem to swear by Dunkin', so I don't know. And I have bought like a pound of their ground coffee, like at a Safeway.
You also will have Folgers.
I will
though,
eat any kind. That is true.
It's like you're a Folgers. I know.
Maxwell House, sure. I'll tell you. What do you got? Will you get some with caffeine in it? I'll drink it.
Right. Forever, you were saying that. Oh yeah, we just do that. What's the one with the little crystals in there? Like what? You drink. In a place that's known for having great coffee, you're drinking Maxwell House.
It doesn't matter
House.
To me. Was it Maxwell House?
I don't remember.
It was like Kirkland Signature something.
Tomatoes. Mm. These are foods that have the widest swings between being good and bad. Tomatoes, crisp and refreshing, or bland, mushy, and stringy. I have gotten so many bad tomatoes, I'm most of the time not willing to take a leap on it.
What if I'm like, I'm making you a cheeseburger and I've got this heirloom tomato?
If you've got a good tomato, I want it then.
Yeah.
But I get a burger and go, like, I'll open it and go.
That can go.
That's disgusting.
Your see-through half-sliced tomato.
Like, have some pride in the food that you just made for somebody.
Nah, nobody has that.
What are you talking about? Stop like, it. You know, you Stop get a, see what a bad one, throw that in the, that goes in the trash, not on my burger.
Yeah, I got a case of just rando tomatoes. I sliced them up and that's what we got. They don't do a bad job at In-N-Out with that. I always get a pretty good tomato there. Do you ask for no tomato on your In-N-Out burger?
Yep.
Do you?
I'm telling you, I've taken too many chances with bad tomatoes.
You're just not willing to take that chance anymore.
I don't, why bother?
Wait. Sure.
You're going to put it on there. You're going to taint everything with that crap tomato that you know should have gone in the trash. You wouldn't have put that on your burger. I guarantee it.
Yeah. They didn't even look. They just reached over into the tomato.
Would
thing.
You? No.
Ah, yeah, I don't. I'd leave the tomatoes on. It doesn't bother
me. Yeah. I'm also going to eat even the bad tomato. I'm like, it mixes in with all the. But I see why you wouldn't.
You eat it anyway?
If it's on there and it doesn't look like it's got a disease, then I'll just like eat it. Sometimes you go, I'll get a little tomato flavor in there. And it also, you know, they're wet, so they add some juiciness to a sandwich. That's why I like to have tomato in there. It can be too dry. If you don't have a little bit of wet veggie on there. That sounded kind of hot, didn't it?
I was going to say there was something really just something about that.
Got a hot veggie going on. Or a veggie. Not a hot wedgie. I said that wrong.
What?
I don't know. No idea. It's Friday.
Foods that have the widest swing between being good and bad include, and I've got to sort of jump down this list as I'm running out of time and want to read some text. Chicken breast.
Yes.
It can be dry.
Ugh.
Apples.
Yes.
You know what? Apples, though, I think I have a really good...
Do you have a method for figuring out if they're going to be good or not?
Well, I mean, I go through the... I handpick the apples that I bring home, and most of them end up being good.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of good apples out there in the world. So I have a pretty good rate of success. Unlike with tomatoes, apples seem to work.
Once in a while, though, you get a bad apple and spoils a whole bunch, girl.
What did you just say to me?
What?
Scrambled eggs. There's 5 seconds between prime and a dry disaster.
Oh, I disagree with that.
French fries. Don't ever put your fries in a closed box. That's true. They get sweaty and
they get too moist and all crispiness disappears.
Blech.
That's why they have an open top.
Let's check in with Maddie on this last one, and then I'll do some texts.
Right.
Bear meat.
Bear meat's not good.
I'm sorry.
General.
Bear meat's on this list? That's prevalent enough that it made a list of the top things that have the widest swing.
Could be
between...
really greasy.
Oh,
if you eat a bear that lives too close to a dumpster or landfill, it's not good. But wilderness bear that's slow cooked just right is amazing.
Okay.
What the mother?
That's actually right there is the reason to do this story. Because what?
Bear?
Yeah.
You've had bear.
I've had bear stew, yeah.
Have you ever just had like a bear steak?
I have not because I don't really like the taste of the bear meat that much. I mean, in a stew, it's like, you know, it's got some other things going on, some tomato sauce and some...
Googlies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You have your hand up.
Yeah, I do. Quick question. So when you guys left that morning, were you like, we're going to get us a bear? Or were you like, we're shooting deer, but now there's a bear coming at us full speed. We
Let's
have to get
him.
That
yeah.
No.
As
no.
a safety precaution.
Bear,
the bear must die.
There's a season for bear.
Oh.
There's a season for deer. Some years they'll overlap, which is nice because that way you can, if there is a
shoot
bear,
it,
well,
you
can
kill
everything. You can kill that.
That's great.
Do you bring grenades during the overlapping season and just get them all?
And the surrounding trees.
You know, set up some mines, you know, a little perimeter.
Let's go out there and blow some stuff up.
Wow. I had no idea.
What part of the bear is the part that you want to eat?
Part of any animal is the tenderloin.
Is it
the back strap?
The
back strap. The back strap. Yeah, the meat that goes down the back.
It's not the butt.
The haunch. Yeah.
No.
The shoulder,
that tends to be more, that's got more tendons and stuff in it. But the
back strap
is what you would, like, that's the best part of any animal.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Whoops.
510 says, Sarah, it's Friday. Will you eat the man or the bear?
You know, I think I'm going to go for the bear. I think I've had enough this week.
Oh, that's good.
Too bad for you. It's Friday.
It's Friday. Nah, it's fine. It'll be fine. Get it over with.
You say that.
Because
you're doing it more than anybody
because
around
I mean
here.
It.
Yeah, you're definitely doing better than...
Probably not better than Bob. Bob's...
She's
newly
30.
Affianced.
Okay, I'm just
wanted
to.
No, I got nothing else.
I heard a sigh out of you. I was waiting to see what's coming. Dunkin' Coffee is brown water. Happy Friday, folks. Tracy Morgan Hill.
Hey, Tracy Morgan Hill.
Tracy Morgan Hill, you are really
you are
a delight.
Delightful.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're one of our favorite names.
Oh my God, we rented the ocean-facing room at the inn at the Tides once, and there was a dead decomposing whale on the beach. Worst smell I've ever experienced.
Oh, God.
It's nature. It is
it
nature.
It is nature.
It happens.
It really does seem like there should be a whale team. Whale team 6. And they go, because we know that the SEAL team comes down and gets rid of the seals. We need a whale team to come down and get rid
really,
of the whales.
They really don't. They will leave them there to
right?
do their thing.
So then like all the other animals are just eating them off the beach? Gross.
Seagulls got to eat.
We should bring some bears over there and let them like have a get that thing out of here and then go back to the woods. Unless any ladies have chosen you.
415 says, your damn Skippy Houston has a problem and it's the Warriors. Go Dubs!
Warriors!
Go Warriors!
That's good. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Really good job.
Really funny.
Too bad the contest is an honor. You'd have been a winner.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We should do that. I liked that contest with the best, you know, text of the day.
We will when we have something good to do, and we will.
Yeah. We have some stuff coming up. Use it for that.
Okay.
Coming up is Drake is so mad.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.